This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. New to the island, Rue McDonald and Otis Bell are a queer power couple with a diverse background in the healing arts, and they will be offering quite an array of programming throughout the summer, including adapted programming with the Youth Summer Program through the SCCA. I caught up with Otis and Rue to find out more about all the offerings and talents they are sharing with the island.
So I'll be doing a private practice in the clinic in Whaletown where we live, in a woodland clinic. I also practice at the farmers market on Fridays doing community acupuncture, and will be teaching in the youth summer programs with Rue, doing a weekly youth bard program.
I call myself a bard. Similar to how my grandfather called himself a bard. It's a way of describing a creative and inspired walk through the world with an eye open to the awakened creative spirit in life and in nature, especially. And I believe in this as a healing practice and relationship to tend as a culture and to create art in community as an experience of healing and cultural wellness tending that we can approach holistically, especially with youth. We're going to be doing a youth art summer camp called Wild Artists at Smelt Bay. And we'll be doing nature-based artistic play in story, song, art, and movement.
I'm a medical Qigong therapist, and I will be offering movement, as well as Rue is a theater person. So we're going to be doing a combination of movement, dance, singing, expressive arts of all kinds in connection with animist ancestral culture.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how you're going to be offering that through the youth summer program?
I imagine that if we go and if into the fall, then it would be like half day. It might be like a 2-hour thing for an after school. We're going to try to do Wednesdays.
So the youth summer program starts in July, but until then, you have been offering a weekly song circle on Thursdays, is that right? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So we've had a few of them now. Opening up the voice and opening up our breath and being together with the music. It's such a beautiful way to share some ancestral cultural knowledge. Sometimes a little bit of like a Scottish history lesson comes out and a language lesson because we're learning some Scottish Gaelic songs for a connection to nature. It's all ages, so welcome to bring your littles. And it is emergent to whoever arrives. We've been having a few gatherings now in the Ohm studio, and I imagine that we'll take it outside now that the weather is really beautiful.
Was there anything you want to share about your experience so far on the island?
These days I've been reflecting on just the beautiful feeling of arriving to a community space and recognizing so many faces and receiving care and hugs and just feeling a lot of gratitude for this feeling of belonging that I've grown into here and hope to keep building that. And it's so lovely to have an offering for the community that continues to tend that sense of purpose and place.
I love coming to sing at Rue's song circles in the Ohm studio in the commons and have kids come up from the play school and peek in and be curious and join and know that as we have the windows open and we're just singing out the windows in the main center of town that people can hear us and the trees can hear us, and that there's this sense of every time we do that some threads are weaving of the connections that we make, and it's always amazing what they end up being. It was similar when we attended the grief ritual with Lawrence Cole, who was a song teacher who came here and met so many people on the island through that grief ritual, which was a song-based gathering at Hollyhock this spring. It was one of the first times we really connected with many people at once, and it was similar to our song circle in that it just felt like getting people together to sing and with an intention to just have a space to... We know that actually any song circle is a grief ritual in a miniature way, but it's so connective. A healing ritual right in the middle of the commons and where the kids are. And it feels natural to sing more and more there and gather, and I hope we do. Mm-hmm. And I can picture even having more singing with the play school and more singing with maybe even that senior center near there, and just intergenerational gatherings for song and community theater and that kind of thing in the common space and classes, different workshops. So we look forward to doing that kind of stuff. That's what we've been doing in other places, and this place is just made for it. It seems perfect. So that's how we like to teach. My background is in farming and gardening and youth education. And at this point, I will be doing more teaching out in nature and in the gardens, and sharing the skills that I've collected with children and adults, trying to weave gardens and the stars and cosmologies so that people can tend to their health with a cultural basis. So that means the world is going to be re-enchanted and brought to life as a sentient entity. We'll be engaging with ancestral story along with the stars and ecologies. We love that we have a basis in something ancient and ancestral and also cutting edge, becoming more and more popular and necessary for the next generation.
The Summer Youth Recreation Program through the Southern Cortez Community Association runs from July to August this summer, 2023. The Starseed Theater Camp with Thomas Basil and Rue McDonald is a three-day theater workshop that runs every Wednesday, beginning July 19th from 1 to 3 p.m. This is for ages 9 years and up. The Wild Artist Camp with Rue McDonald and Otis Bell will be offered the week of July 24th. It is a 4-day workshop from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.